Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I have a double feature from Chicago's Azeka on tap tonight, an interview and a guest mix, and I will get to both of those shortly, but first, let's check out this episode's track of the week. Let's head over the Rockies to Calgary, where small-town DJs team up with Joanna Magic and Techno Tupac. This is Energy.
Touch me, I feel.
Great track of the week there. Small Town DJs dropped their latest on Dirty Bird. It's a bomb and it's out now wherever you buy your tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Azeka has been getting some buzz of late with good reason. Her Encounter EP dropped in July, and I was fortunate to interview her about this as well as making her name for herself in production and DJing. Full track list and a selection of Azeka web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Let's hear what she had to say. This is DJ Waugh speaking to Azeka, Chicago-based. She's been producing and DJing for the past 5 years. With releases on Realm Records, Insomniac, and Higher Ground, she's making a mark on the scene. A regular face at Spy Bar in Chicago, she's also played at Printworks and Fabric in London and will be doing a lot of touring around Canada and the US as summer goes on. Her latest release is the Encounter EP. It dropped in late June and is available on Maccabee House, so check that out. It's my pleasure to be speaking to her. This is Azeka, so kicking things off, how would you currently define your sound, and would you say it's evolved over time?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel like my sound is ever evolving. I'm like constantly discovering new sounds and new music that I love that I'm pulling inspiration from. I think a lot of my music is bassline driven, and I don't think that will change. I love a really strong sort of funky bassline. But as far as like percussion and structuring, I feel like every time I go into the studio, I kind of go in with a completely open mind and might have like a few reference tracks that I found that I'm really like digging at the moment. And I kind of just go from there. And, you know, sometimes I come out of the studio with like something completely new and something like that I didn't even have in mind. My sound is kind of ever evolving, but it's definitely sort of like a funky techno percussive vibe in everything.
Do you believe?
Okay, and going back to the beginning when you first got interested in this type of music, can you think of two or three tracks that really hooked you, and what impact did they have on you?
Oh my gosh, that's so hard. There's so much music. I mean, I've been listening to electronic music since I was a kid. Early electronic rock bands were like sort of my first introduction to electronic music. I went through a phase where I was really into sort of like Bristolian electronic rock, like Portishead, and then, you know, people like Crazy P, all the way into like the synth pop era. Just kind of like everything from my childhood pretty much led me to where I am now with electronic music. And as I got older and moved to Chicago, obviously house music became, you know, a big part of my life. I was going to see Derek Carter at Smart Bar, you know, pretty much every Sunday I could. So just kind of evolved from there.
Okay, and then once you arrived in Chicago, can you tell me about the process of building up your reputation as both a DJ and a producer, and then pushing it even beyond that city?
Yeah, so when I moved to Chicago, I sort of dove headfirst into the dance music scene here. I made a group of friends that were really involved in the dance community here in Chicago, and we were kind of out in the clubs like every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every week for years, and just met a lot of people, got to know a lot of the clubs really intimately, and sort of just realized that there was a bit of a gap in the market for like female-dominated spaces. And I think through time, clubs became more and more male-dominated here in Chicago. So I wanted to start my own club night here that was a space where women really felt comfortable getting dressed up and going out and listening to music and not really having to worry about some of the predatory behaviors that I was witnessing in the clubs, you know, as time went on. So what really started me like getting involved in music in Chicago was my desire to sort of change the club culture here. And then obviously I started throwing my own own party here. And then I started, you know, DJing my own party. And that's kind of when I started to see this as more of a potential career instead of just a hobby.
Okay, let's switch over to production to hear when you are making tracks, what's the DAW that you like to work with and why?
I use Ableton. It's just what I started. You know, I started messing around with Ableton when I was in college, like 15 years ago. And so I had sort of like a working knowledge of it. And then when I really started jumping into making my own music, I kind of just already knew how to use Ableton to an extent. And that's just what I stuck with.
Okay, and then within Ableton, are you using generally their stock VSTs, or do you have a lot of external stuff that you bring in and potentially your own hardware as well?
Yeah, I use Serum a lot. I don't really use many of their stock plugins. Serum is pretty much my like number one plugin that I use for all of my bass lines and all of my synths.
Okay, and then when you did start producing, was there some aspect of that whole process that you found particularly difficult? And how did you eventually navigate your way through that?
Yeah, I think structuring sounds is what, or structuring songs is really what I find to be the most difficult. I can come up with leads pretty easily. Creating bass lines is really fun. But when it comes to actually laying out the structure of a song and figuring out, you know, when I should, how long breakdown should be, when I should start builds, like how I should like go into drops, like structuring is definitely a challenge for me. And I find myself kind of starting from scratch on songs over and over and over simply because I have all of the elements in there, but like structuring them and putting them in place and getting the correct emotion out of the track is like the most challenging aspect of it for me.
Psychological. was finally able to see myself from an exterior perspective, without ego. I felt like I could do all these spectacular things all night long.
Okay, let's shift over to DJing here. When you are mixing, how much of your sets are planned in advance, and how do you generally approach programming your set?
Yeah, I think when I first started DJing, I was planning out a lot of my sets, especially for bigger shows, just because I would still get really nervous, and I obviously didn't want to go up and just like completely lose it. But I found that I was going off piece more often than not when planning my set. So I kind of moved away from that because I think it makes it a bit more fun when you can go up and feel the crowd out a bit more and kind of go into, you know, different genres and emotions through your set. When I used to plan sets, it depended on how long my set was. And I would start from, you know, lower energy, move into higher energy, back down to lower energy. I like to keep my set super dynamic. I don't really like to play the same thing continuously for, say, 2 hours. I try to go, you know, from house to techno to breaks to, you know, whatever, just because I, as someone who's been clubbing for so long, I find the sets that I get the most out of are the ones that kind of like keep you on your toes. You don't really know what to expect. You like someone will mix something in that catches you off guard. So now that I'm not really planning my sets, I usually just make like a massive playlist full of just all the songs that I'm loving, surefire songs. And then I'll also make a separate playlist for the show that's like hour one, hour two, or, you know, opening, closing. I have this folder of like 10 out of 10 tracks that I know I can throw in anytime, and people kind of like bring people back in if I play something that feels a bit too like left or something. So yeah, that's kind of how I organize it now.
Okay, carrying on with the DJing theme here, what's the setup that you really like to work with when you are mixing? How many CDJs do you play with? Maybe do you use Traktor? What's your approach?
Yeah, so I use Rekordbox, and honestly, three decks is plenty for me. I've recently seen some like Twitter discourse about like, why do DJs demand four decks if they don't use it? You know, I use no more than three, but usually two is cool for me. I consider my like style of DJing to be like a long mixing DJ. I really like playing songs when I can have two songs in the mix for, you know, a minute or more. I think it's really fun when you're in the crowd, when you can hear two songs playing off of each other. So that's kind of like where the magic is for me when I'm DJing. I don't really loop acapellas. Occasionally I'll loop acapellas, but it's not something that I do very often.
And then let's take a look at your gigging history. You've played some pretty monumental clubs so far. Can you tell me a couple of events, festivals, or anything like that that have really stood out for you, and what made them so special?
Yeah, I recently was able to play at Stereo in Montreal, and that was really special. I've heard such amazing things about that club from so many of my peers, and everyone that I told that I was playing there who has played there was like really excited for me to experience it. And it was a really amazing club. The crowd was really cool, really kind of like in their own world and dancing, which is something like as a DJ that I really appreciate. A crowd that's not just kind of staring at me and waiting for some big drop, so a crowd that's like really lost in the music. And that was super gratifying to play to a crowd like that. And the sound in the club was amazing too. I have some really sick shows coming up. Actually, this weekend I'm playing at It'll Do in Dallas and Floyd in Miami, which I've heard amazing things about It'll Do, and I've been to Floyd a bunch of times and I love that club so much. So I'm really excited to get to play there. I can always come back.
you if you'll have me to stay. Don't be silly, have some tea. Open in a window, let's find it all today. Swallow the morning, follow me around the park. That we made as children, wondering why I left it all. Painted on the wet grass, pick your flowers in my mind. Then my head is blooming and
let's take a look in the crystal ball here. What is your vision for yourself, both in production and DJing, as you continue to go forward in this?
Yeah, I mean, I hope to just keep staying true to myself and the sounds that I love, whether that takes me, you know, further underground or a bit more commercial. I don't really know yet. I feel like I'm still in the process of establishing my place in the scene. And I'm kind of excited to see just where things go with my next releases. And I honestly really want to make an album. I've been in the studio playing a lot more with hardware and just sort of trying to figure out what an album would sound like if I were to really start working on one. So it's been cool, and I've ended up with some songs that I'm really excited about that sound a bit different from things I've released in the past.
And then final question for you, is there anything that you'd like to promote at this time?
Yeah, so I have an EP coming out on Higher Ground in September. It's going to be two separate releases, but the first one will be released in September. It's a song that is actually a result of one of those weeks in the studio where I was really playing around with different sounds and elements. The song is called You Fool, and it's something that I'm super excited about. It sounds a lot different from some of the other stuff I've released. It plays on some of the elements of Ascent, which is a song that I just released on Maccabee House, in that it's a bit more breakbeaty, a bit more quirky. And then the second song on that EP is another song. I don't know if I should say the name of that one yet, but it's a song that I'm really, really excited about as well. It's sort of got a fun UK grime sample on it, and a few DJs have been playing it out and getting really big reactions from it.
Okay, this has been Azeka. A selection of her tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of her web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Remember to check out her Encounter EP out now on Maccabee House. Thank you very much for doing this.
Magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
That was the Azeka interview on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and the station is 101.9 CITR. We wrapped up with her track Mantra. On to her guest mix, kicking off with Anna's Six Figures. Full track list and a selection of Azeka web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. This is Azeka in the mix.
told that boy to shut up. Shut up. To shut up. To shut up. We'll be right back.
This is Dam Swindle.
This is Cassian.
Hey guys, Ferry Corson here.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Honey Love.
This is Azeka, and you're listening to Techno Progressivo.
He's gonna eat me alive, gonna eat me alive, gonna eat me up. Oh, you know I get so high, this beat is gonna eat me alive, gonna eat me alive, gonna eat me up.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Azeka for agreeing to interview for this. A lot of good stuff in there. Her Encounter EP is out now on Maccabee House, and her new EP is coming out in September. Mark my words on that, there is a bona fide hit on the way from her, and a great guest mix to boot. Full track list and a selection of Azeka web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page, as well as a selection of her web links. Check that out if you want to find out more about her. If you've enjoyed the episode and want to hear it again, visit the Techno Progressivo show page at CITR.ca or Apple Podcasts to give it another spin or to hear more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with Techno Progressivo. Follow our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, let's hop back 12 years in time to 2011. Johnny Marciano serves up a remix of DJ Chess and David Penn's Libre Para Siempre. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here next time.
Of all the dreams I've ever dreamed, of all the things I've ever seen, through all of my pain and frustrations, through all of my trials and tribulations, I somehow find the strength inside of me. My hands up in the sky. I know when I hear the beautiful melodies, I find freedom in the shadows of my mind. I'm gonna be